Hey, good morning. Doing really well. Have a fun, quick little discussion for us this morning.
I love those.
I have one of those terms that you might think is in the Bible.
Okay.
But it's not.
Uh-oh.
So here it is. Ready for it?
I'm ready.
It is the term soulmate.
Soulmate. Now, see, it seems like that would be in the Bible.
You would think so. There's that perfect someone. When you find him or her, he or she will complete you. And there's many of us who at some point along the way have prayed, God, please send that perfect person. Please send me the one who completes you. And in reality, you are praying a prayer that God will not answer because it's built on a faulty assumption.
See, I watched a lot of romantic comedies,
yes,
and I think it ruined me for life, that's for sure. So where did soulmate come from? Was it the romantic comedy?
No, way back. So we're talking about all the way back to Plato's Symposium.
Mm-hmm.
He quotes this story from Aristophanes, who says, human beings were originally round, with four arms, four legs, two faces. Zeus, Greek mythology, saw that these beings were powerful and ambitious, and he was scared of us, so he cut us in half, relegating us to a life of clinging to our separated half or searching for our other half. That is the foundation of soulmate.
I had no idea. That's amazing. Oh my goodness. So I'm going to stop looking for that because two heads doesn't sound like fun at all.
No, it sounds creepy and weird and all of that. And as you might guess, that is not a message that is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that each individually is unique, intricately made, and bears the image of God. You don't have to have your other half to be complete. You are complete. And God reveals to us that the one relationship you need that does complete you is a relationship with your Creator through Jesus, who said, I've come so you can have life and have it abundantly. And when you discover that abundant life, you experience joy and peace, knowing that you are fulfilled. You don't have to have that other person. And when you understand who you are, it actually puts you in a better place to have a future romantic relationship, or it puts you in a better place in your current romantic relationship. And so that's the discussion we're talking about this weekend. What does it mean to be single? What does it mean to be you in a right relationship with God, where you don't need somebody else to complete you like that two-headed, four-armed, four-legged monster that soulmate is based on?
There's a lot of hope in that message. That sounds fantastic. Yeah. If somebody would like to take this in, what would you suggest they do first?
Yeah, right now you can jump online, cornerstonechurch.community, poke around and look. We're actually bringing in several nationally known speakers who are going to talk about relationships on Sunday nights through April, because we want you to have great relationships. And it starts with you. It starts with you being in a good place. So we'll start that. And then our weekend services are going to complement that as well. So Friday night, Sunday morning, we'd invite you to join us both online or in person right there next to Sam's Club in Marion. Hey, we're a bunch of normal people. Not two-headed or four-armed, but we are normal people who are discovering things like soulmate that we've assumed to be true, and correcting those and better finding the life that God has for you.
It sounds like a great time to jump back in. Cornerstone doing so many wonderful things. Thank you so much for coming in, and hopefully everybody will check this out this weekend.
Thanks, April.